Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is Monday, and every Monday, we go through the emails we get to drive@jacarandafm.com. Often, people drop us a line saying, hey, this is a problem in my life. Can you help with X, Y, Z? And often, people just looking for advice.
Yeah.
So the Monday mailbag today, can I read it for you? Short and sharp.
Okay.
It's from Amanda. Hey, Rob and Roz. I recently found out that I'm pregnant with my first son. Congratulations, Amanda.
Okay.
She says, my husband wants to name him after his father, Michael. He's quite adamant about it. He loves his dad and said it's tradition. I wouldn't mind if our surname wasn't Jackson. My question is, what is more important, tradition or the inevitable ridicule of my son? What do you guys think? Love the show, Amanda.
Well, look, I mean, it's a difficult one to go through life as not the real Michael Jackson, but I mean, you can still go with like Mike Jackson.
Mickey Jackson.
Yeah, Mike Jack.
Mikhailo Jackson. Michelangelo Jackson.
Mackie Jackie.
Mickey J. You know, you've got options. No, seriously. What do you do there?
Or just maybe refer to him by his second name.
Yeah, maybe that's the easiest.
Yeah.
Call him, make his second name something
Steven,
normal.
Steven. Like, yeah. Or Janet.
My husband wants to name him after his father, Michael. What would you do in that situation? What if you're a Van der Westhuizen? And your husband's grandfather was called Joost. You know, like, what do you do in that situation? I don't know. What would you do, Joe?
Well, that's the thing. You give him a second name that you can sort of give a nickname to. Then yeah, at least you still have the tradition of the first name.
That's probably a reasonable piece of advice. Yeah. Because, to be honest, if you rock up at high school and you're like, hi, guys, my name is Michael Jackson. I don't know.
And also, you can't be Mikey forever.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can't
be
like a grown man like Mikey Jackson, like a law firm, and you say, oh,
no,
there's Mikey Jackson.
It's not a captain of industry name.
No.
You know? The CEO of Ford, Mickey Jackson. It doesn't work. Yeah. 084-850-0942. What is the advice we should give to Amanda in this situation? I think Joe's of the middle name thing is probably the most sensible. But let's assume husband is adamant that Michael must be first name because that's his dad.
Sure.
Maybe, you know.
But then that means his dad went through life as Michael Jackson as well.
You see, I don't know. Hey, Robin Ross, recently found out that I'm pregnant with my first son. My husband wants to name him Michael after his father. I wouldn't have minded if our surname wasn't Jackson. That is today's Monday Mailbag. That came in from Amanda. And some people are listening at the moment. They are work colleagues and they carpool together. Jackie, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, dankie, self.
Baie goed, dankie. Hoe gaan dit met jou en Bux vanmiddag? Hoe was die werk?
Ons gaan altijd goed met ons.
Nee, ek is bly om te hoor. Okay, wat denk jy, Jackie? Wat se kant van die fence sit jy op hierdie ene?
Ek sit ons nie, meneer, nie die arme kind.
Just a no, huh?
Children can be so mean. En ek denk net, in the long run, jy weet, considering the historic fact,
yeah,
it's not a good idea. Maak het sy middel naam, ek verstaan die hele, dis my pa, situasie, maar geel my sy eie stamp of approval daar met sy eie naampie ook, to live up to, jy weet.
A couple of people on the WhatsApp line have said, you know, it might be tough when you're at school, but as you're older in life, it might be a good conversation starter.
No. I don't know if I would use that as a conversation.
Just a no. In books, wat denk books?
Ek dink dis 'n fantastiese idee.
Ja.
Daar's niks wat die naam van Michael Jackson nie. Dit gaan 'n cool naam wees. Almal gaan weet wie hy is. Ja, hier kom Michael Jackson. Ja, ek dink dit is 'n cool naam. Ek het glad nie probleem daarmee nie.
I'm just trying to imagine in my head how many like puns people are going to make on song titles and lyrics and alai goed, jy weet.
No, I think it's such a great idea. I don't see. If his grandfather could live all his life with
yeah,
no, not love, he might be still alive. Sorry about that. But if he went through life with Michael Jackson, I don't foresee a problem with that.
Fair enough. Guys, ek waardeer vir altyd van julle veilige ry vanmiddag hoor. Dankie dat julle luister.
Dankie, it's a great show. Dankie julle hoor.
Dankie julle. Bux and Jackie carpooling on the way. Lots of messages coming in around this one.
Hey, Robin Ross, I definitely think Michael Jackson is not a bad name. And considering the fact that it's Gen Alpha, I don't think Michael Jackson will be such a huge deal to them where it'll be like, oh, you're not the real Michael Jackson. They literally don't care.
You're not the real person. Yeah, you see now.
Oh, Robin Ross, so my man's name is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Dit help ook nie dat hy amper 2 meter lank is nie. So, dis beslis 'n ding wat saam met hom gaan of sy hele lewe. Almal noem hom Michael Jordan. Hy het al probeer Mike en hy het al sy tweede naam probeer. So, ja, dit is maar ietsie wat saam met my stiek.
Yeah, I can imagine, Louise.
Well, look, I mean, it would be great if you had a son called Tiens.
Michael and Tiens Jordan. You missed a trick there, Louise. That's the name of the next baby, 100%. Apparently, that's why Michael B. Jordan added the B to his name.
Okay.
Because even before he was famous, he would phone, like, try and order pizza. He'd be like, hi, it's Michael Jordan, and they just hang up the phone. So I don't know if Louise's husband is getting the same treatment, but yes, Michael and Tiens Jordan, these are the families we live for.